for today's In Touch, the final portion of my conversation with Washington County author Thomas Nye. You've got a second book that's set to be released here in, well, early next year.
Yeah. First book is Under the Heavens, and the second book is Catbird Singing. And different title, but while I'm delivering mail, I've noticed that in our area we have a lot of catbirds. And those catbirds in the summertime meow, just like a cat. And that's kind of where they get their name. But in the spring, they sing beautiful tunes. So that's sort of symbolic in the second book, is the beautiful singing in the spring, and then in the summer, how the sound of the bird becomes just sort of a drab and annoying sound almost. And I don't want to give too much away with that either, but that becomes a big part of that book. But it's his second visit. The main character is Lenny in both books, and in the second visit, he goes back to the Amish community and stays with his uncle and aunt and has quite an adventure, I would say.
And do you plan on continuing this series?
I am working on book three now, and I am planning to only have three books in the series unless the publisher, you know, if they would really want and encourage me to write more than three, then I would consider it. But as far as I'm concerned, I'm really trying to wrap up the story in book three and kind of call that good. I'm thinking.
Are there any other ideas that are in your head and you might want to put down on paper?
Yeah, for some reason, that's kind of my niche, is that I have a lot of ideas for stories and for books. And so that's probably my stronger attribute, is my ideas for the story rather than my writing experience. And so I do have some other ideas. I've got an idea going of a story about a boy who comes off the farm in the Civil War days and works with the horses pulling the cannons because of my interest with horses. And if I do write that story, it would also involve the Mennonite background. The boy would be a Mennonite who is struggling with the whole issue of war and pacifism. And so that's another concept I have going.
Well, finally here, where can people find your first book, and where can they look for your new one coming out next year?
Well, it's on Amazon or Barnes & Noble online, and both books will also be available that way. And there is an ebook for Under the Heavens, and eventually there will be an ebook for Catbird Singing. But locally, you can go into like the Kelowna General Store in Kelowna. There's a number of other locations. Freeman Foods in Wellman has it. On Highway 1, the Rug Cottage carries my book, and J&K Wood, if people are familiar with that. There's a number of places around locally that people can purchase that.
Thomas, thank you for your time.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
You can find part 1 and 2 of my discussion with Washington County author Thomas Nye at KCIIradio.com under In Touch with Southeast Iowa. For KCII News, I'm Nathan Swenson.